All right, so our question of the day today, just getting started here, we're asking you, what was your favorite commercial in the Super Bowl yesterday, and what are people saying so far?
A lot of people like that Mila Kunis Ashton Kutcher Cheetos one, the one with Shaggy. It wasn't me. Where he keeps busting her eating the Cheetos.
Yeah, and doesn't he recite the lyrics to the song?
Yeah, like, he changes them a bit, but yeah. John Travolta one. Oh, that was okay.
That was okay.
Yeah, it was okay, right?
It was cute.
I thought that was cute, too. Let's see. I don't know. The Paramount Plus ones were really good. That's actually one of my favorite ones as well.
Oh, the new streaming service that CBS is doing.
Yes. Yeah. They had great commercials.
Yeah, those were very good. And then did anybody say, well, I thought my favorite one right out of the gate was the M&M commercial at the beginning. I laughed out loud at that one.
The one with
Dan Levy
in it.
The one with Dan Levy?
Yeah.
That was cute. What was the premise, though? I can't
remember. Okay, I got the audio here. Okay. I'm going to play it for you. This is, you know those little fun packs of M&Ms you get at Halloween?
Yeah.
Yes.
These people all had these little fun packs, and they felt bad for doing something, and they would give these fun packs to other people. So, you can't see it, but the first one is somebody kicking an airplane seat. The next one is a gender reveal party, you know, where they blow up the balloon.
Yeah.
It just looked like a bomb went off, and everybody is covered in the blue powder. Then there was one where a guy comes out of a confessional at church and tells the priest, sorry you had to hear that, here's an M&M pack. But the one that is causing the most controversy was the one at the end with a woman named Karen. Listen to how they handled this. Listen.
I feel bad for kicking your seat on purpose.
I'm sorry for mansplaining. That's when a man...
I know what it is.
Wish they'd have just told you it's a boy.
I wish you didn't have to hear all that.
Sorry I called you Karen.
That's my name.
Sorry your name is Karen.
Jeez.
Oh, gosh, that was really funny.
I laughed out loud at that. Now, people on social media are beside themselves, especially the people named Karen.
Oh,
and
didn't they just mean that in this day and age when Karen has become become? A noun?
A noun, yeah.
When it's become a noun or even an adverb for that matter. I'm trying to think about it. But weren't they just trying to say, gosh, I'm sorry
you have to go through this.
You have to go through that in this day and age that people have chosen the name Karen.
Yes.
Sorry for that. That's the way I took it. I didn't take it the other way.
Well, it was, and there's another version of that commercial you just heard where they edit that section out. So it's got all the other sections in it, but it doesn't have the one with the two women talking about that.
Okay, that feels like a Karen move in itself.
Well, I mean, they got to, you know, they're trying to sell their products to everybody, but I thought it was funny, but then, you know, you go on social media and there you go, the sounding board of everybody, and that's what they were saying.
Was that your favorite one, Jim?
I thought that was, I didn't laugh out loud until, I liked the Matthew McConaughey commercial where the 3D Doritos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, Carrie.
Uh-huh. I liked Drake from State Farm.
That was good.
Yeah,
good
loved
one.
That
very
one.
Very good one.
And the Paramount Plus, there were a couple of them, but I loved the one that had SpongeBob at the end.
With the band director.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gosh, that was great. That was so good.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning on Classic Hits 101.7.